Hello again, this is Charlie Tuna back in the radio. I have a little bit of trivia. Know the old saying, see Venice and die? That wasn't the original. The original was see the Venice Hotel built, then you die. And caught up in you with Charlie Tuna. Here's about a 47 or 48 year old special. Willie Nelson. The energy line coming up and the unbelievable. And you're on my mind.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you as good as I should have.
Willie Nelson, always on my mind. Dave Biddle, a steeplejack in Philadelphia, recently fell 65 feet from a chimney he was repairing. He crashed through a 3-inch thick concrete roof and then fell another 15 feet to a metal catwalk. A chair he was strapped into took most of the punishment, and Biddle escaped with a fractured heel and a few scratches. Will he climb again? You bet. According to Biddle, working up there is nice, it's quiet, and you have a nice view, and nobody bothers you. Not up there. Charlie Tuna! These days, the threat of an energy brownout or blackout is very real, more so than a couple of years ago. If your local electric utility company is forced to reduce temporarily the power supply to your home, here's what to do. Turn off lights and appliances you're not using. If your home is air-conditioned, turn the thermostat up a few degrees to help reduce energy consumption. As if our national park system didn't have enough to worry about, now there's word that government land is being decimated by timber thieves. The General Accounting Office says millions of dollars worth of wood is disappearing from national parks and forests, and predicts the problem will get worse because of staff reductions and the increased value of timber. The problem is said to be the most acute in the Pacific Northwest, where out-of-work loggers have taken $100,000 worth of wood from one forest annually. According to the FBI, cedar trees are the hardest hit. One estimate says at the current rate of loss, cedars will become extinct in Oregon within a few years. The GAO is advocating stiffer penalties for timber theft, pointing out that the current fines are often less than the value of the stolen wood. Let's lock up all the beavers, too, while we're at it. Energy Line.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind.
San Diego-based group and its willpower, Lady Willpower. Actually, willpower is what you need if you want to go on a diet, keep your body in shape. Once you get your body there, then you start working on your body language. This is the new one from Queen.
Give me body. Give me. Body. Give me your body. Don't talk.
language. Body language. Body language.
And Charlie Tuna. Well, lots of teachers these days are complaining about government cutbacks and educational funds, but here's one who's done something about it. Colorado State University professor Stephen Thomas has encouraged students in his undergraduate chemistry courses to make their own laboratory equipment, and they've been successful in making everything, even Bunsen burners, out of stuff lying around the lab. Thompson claims his students have made some instruments for as little as 50 cents when they would have cost as much as $2,000 new. And what's more, the students are learning while they're saving money. Saving money is learning. How often have you heard someone say that the military's race relations program doesn't work? There are many who feel that way. The truth is, the armed forces have had great success with race relations programs, and the benefits to people communicating with each other are helping you. If you're not aware of the progress being made, why not find out? Be a part of the action. Talk to your race relations advisor today. Jenna, back on the telephone here. A lady has an advertising question. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Vivian.
Yes, Vivian. And what's the bet now you have going?
Okay, the bet has been going for a couple of years. Whether it's Crisco oil or Wesson oil, where you get all back but one tablespoon.
That was the slogan or the commercial pitch, right?
Get it all back.
Crisco or Wesson?
Yes.
Gee, I don't know. All I know is the little Pillsbury Doughboy. But I'll find out from a listener, I'll bet. Take a miracle. Charlie Tenneval, well, it's going to take a listener to answer the last question we had asked about Crisco or Wesson. I think we may have a couple answers. What's the answer?
It's Crisco oil.
It is Crisco. All right, let me double check some others. Hello?
It's Wesson oil.
It's Wesson oil. Let me check another one. Crisco or Wesson? They're trying to decide themselves.
I don't know what you guys got in mind, but it's Pennant oil.
Been down south too. too much, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain. This moment. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on changing. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I was picking a mess up.
They had that problem with the New York Racing Association. Complications in international commerce have left the New York Racing Association with a lot of horse manure on its hands. The problem, strangely enough, is with mushrooms. Over the past few years, imports of cheap canned mushrooms from the Far East have skyrocketed. As a result, the domestic mushroom industry is drying up. Historically, the nation's mushroom farmers have been the manure dealers' best customers. The fungus farmers combine the stuff with hay and chicken manure to make compost to grow mushrooms. But now, with fewer farms in operation, the manure is piling up. And the Racing Association is trying to figure out what to do with the 250,000 tons of droppings annually. Observes Mark Costello of the Racing Group, quote, "Our horses leave a lot to be desired. Whatever it is they leave, Mr. Costello is trying to sell." Yeah. Charlie Tuna.
Some energy facts. The world now needs about 63 million barrels of oil every day, and out of that total, America drinks 18.8 million barrels. The average American now uses 1.5 times as much energy as a West German and twice as much as a Briton. Energy. We definitely have it, but not indefinitely. Start conserving today.